Writers often say that writing is a struggle, but for me, choosing words and their order is a delight. The struggle lies elsewhere. Although I've been writing for 15 years, I still think of myself as an apprentice, not yet ready to settle down into a particular genre. I start a project by jotting thoughts into a large, unruled notebook, and often spend several months, even years, on research, which I enjoy so much it's hard to make myself stop. I only turn to the computer once the itch to get writing is very strong, and I worry that they allow me to write too fast, faster than I can really think, and am tempted to write my next book longhand. My favourite days are when I cycle to the London Library, find a good desk, put in my earplugs, and read enough of what I wrote the day before to re-enter the world of my novel. Then I write. I do this day after day until I have a first draft, which I leave for a few weeks or months before reading in one or two sittings, away from where I wrote it, ideally in a cafe, scribbling and crossing out as I go. Sometimes the experience is very depressing, in which case cake is a good solace. But as Anne Lamott writes in Bird by Bird, it's okay to have shitty first drafts. I have a quick cry and get on with the second. When writing, one should jiggle about sometimes to prevent an early death from cardiovascular disease, but I don't. I carry on until it's time to resume my life as wife and mother. My writing is only punctuated by trips to the kettle or the fridge, when I stay home to let in a plumber or look after a sick child. This is my challenge. Not so much the writing itself, but carving out time from family life. When I read in Stephen King's On Writing that he writes every day, including Christmas and birthdays, I felt awe that his drive to create is so strong that he puts it first before anything or anyone else. I don't. So my writing is a product of this balance, and that is usually fine, but sometimes very frustrating. My other battle is in dealing with the hubris of writing. Not being in possession of cast iron self-confidence renders the process of writing more arduous. But then I seek solace not in cake, but the company of other writers, whose encouragement and shared struggle gets me back to the words and their order.